This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Texter. Marty Brodeur is known as Uncle Dad because he is his children's dad and uncle by marrying his wife's sister. Boom.
Man.
Texter, I went to school with Martin Brodeur's niece. It was a topic. Well, yeah.
Yeah, a little bit.
I always think about that whenever there are old highlights of Brodeur. Every time. Like, what a dirtbag, man.
I can't believe I never knew that.
What an absolute dirtbag. Dating the sister of your wife and then marrying her. Wowza. Fan Morning Show is brought to you by Guardian Protection, your hometown home and business security company. Sometimes on a June Monday, we come back and we sit across from each other and we go, what the hell are we going to talk about today? It's going to be one of those days. We're going to have a slappy day. We're going to entertain the masses as we always do, but we're probably going to have to be goofy. And of course, there'll be goofiness today. But we got topics.
Uh-huh.
Jesse Marshall of The Athletic is going to join us at 8 o'clock to talk about the Penguins draft. They made 13 picks, the most picks they've made in a single draft in 31 years. Mark Caboli is going to join us from 9 o'clock until 10. How about LeSean McCoy on Big Ben Roethlisberger? You brought this to my attention. So LeSean McCoy from FS1 now, of course, great running back at Pitt and potentially a Hall of Famer in the NFL. Won multiple championships. He said this about Roethlisberger, quote, one thing about Big Ben, you play 18 years, you have no all pros, not one first team, not one second team. This is just me. I don't respect players that talk about greats a certain way, and you have nowhere near the type of success they had. You played for 18 years, and you were never considered the best quarterback or the second best quarterback in football, end quote. Now, he gave his opinion on Ben because Ben was comparing Aaron Rodgers to Patrick Mahomes. And Ben actually said at the apex of their powers, he would take Rodgers over Mahomes. He said this on his podcast, and that didn't sit well with LeSean McCoy. McCoy's both right and wrong. Yeah, I don't think Ben was ever considered the best or second best quarterback of his era.
No.
Tom Brady, the greatest of all time.
Right.
Peyton Manning, one of the greatest
Correct.
Of all time. I think you can make a reasonable argument that he's in the discussion for third.
Yes.
Rodgers, more talented. Rodgers, more aesthetically pleasing. Rodgers with a Super Bowl where he beat Ben. Rodgers with four MVPs. Okay, I'll take Rodgers, fine. But Philip Rivers, take Ben.
Eli.
Ben clears by a mile over Eli.
Breeze.
I think some will go with Breeze, but I don't think it's consensus that you'd take Breeze over Ben. Ben won two championships, and I know that in terms of yardage, that Drew Breeze had more, and I think Drew Breeze is one of the 15 best quarterbacks of all time, but I think you're kind of splitting hairs when you get into those guys, and I think that's kind of the point. I think Ben getting two championships in an era where you would say two of the all-time great quarterbacks played in Brady and Manning, I think that's a huge accomplishment and something that Favre didn't do, and he spanned multiple eras. He won one championship. Rodgers won one championship before this year when we all know he's going to get number two. So, yeah, some of the statistics are correct. He never even got an MVP vote, Ben Roethlisberger, and he was rarely a team MVP, at least voted on by his teammates. We now see what the Steelers don't have since Ben walked away. Where is Ben among the all-time greats?
I mean, I just don't know why this rubs Shady the wrong way. I mean, so Ben's not allowed to talk about it because he wasn't regarded as the best quarterback during his era, during the, 17, whatever years he played. I'm very confused. And for, you know, Shady to go out on this limb here for the discussion is odd too, because Aaron Rodgers could have a case of if somebody wanted to take Rodgers over Mahomes. We're not talking about Phillip Rivers or Mahomes. We're not talking about Eli Manning or Mahomes. We're talking about Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers at the height of his powers back a decade ago. I could see some people wanting to take him over Mahomes.
People talk about Mahomes now the way that they talked about Rodgers whenever he was in his prime. A physical specimen, the accuracy, the arm angles, the arm strength, the functional mobility, if you will. They're different, but similar in some of the ways you could discuss them. I know exactly what Ben was saying. Now, I think Mahomes is going to be regarded as maybe 1B to Tom Brady because of all the winning he's done. But when you're talking about between the white lines, what they could do on a football field, I know exactly what Ben was saying.
Yeah, exactly. I don't. And then for, I mean, I guess Shady might have a little something personal against Ben, but Ben Roethlisberger is going to be a Hall of Famer.
Yes. Like, first ballot,
first
no
ballot
question
Hall
about
of Famer.
It.
I don't know what the argument or the debate is over Ben not being the best at his position during the years that he played.
And listen, LeSean McCoy, really good player, arguably a Hall of Famer in his own right, rushed for 11,000 yards in his career. That's good for 23rd all time. Let's say LeSean McCoy, and he probably isn't. Let's say he's the 23rd best running back, of all time. If we're just going off rushing yards, and there's a lot more to it, I understand. But let's say he's the 23rd best running back of all time. Ben's way better than that at quarterback, way higher up on the list than 23rd. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I don't know really where LeSean McCoy is coming from. When he sat on sets with guys who are analyzing the game that don't have the resume that
exactly.
Ben has, and you're not sitting there saying, you can't talk about it because you didn't accomplish anything in the NFL.
Yeah, Ocho can't talk about linebackers.
Right.
Yeah.
You're the 8,000th best linebacker of all time, Emmanuel.
Right. I don't understand at all. But, I mean, at the end of the day, Ben will be a Hall of Famer. I want to listen to Ben talk about this stuff because he was one of the best during his time. I want to hear what Ben has to say about certain quarterbacks. I want to hear what Ben has to say about football. I think everybody should want to hear what Ben has to say about football.
I think Ben's excellent in terms of his analysis. I think if Ben wanted to do it at a national network, Ben could absolutely do it in a national
network. He could absolutely do it, but he brings it in like, you know, he's not a super X's and O's guy like Peyton Manning. Like, Ben is just going to tell you, like, all right, like, this is what you need to do, and this is what you need to do in 2 minutes to go down to score a touchdown, and this is what I used to do. Like, this is how I see the game. He sees the game so much differently than Tom Brady saw the game. And Tom Brady projects the game. Whenever you listen to him on Fox, Ben wouldn't do that. Ben sees the game. Why wouldn't you want to listen to that? And it worked for him. It won.
Yeah.
It won games. Big games. The biggest game. Like, what are we doing here? Like,
why is it a crime? Why do you hold it against a guy that he wasn't Brady or Manning? You know?
Well, that's the thing, too. Like, you have to weigh in. You have to weigh in the competition. You have to weigh in the competition. Like, he had Brady and Manning that were the top dogs. We all know that. And he still figured out a way to get it done during that era. Ben still figured out a way to get it done. Whenever you did have the Mannings, you did have the Favres, you did have the Rodgers, you did have the Bradys. I think I already said Bradys. He figured out a way to still win too.
Right. And he didn't overcome Brady, but he sure as hell overcame Manning.
Yes.
I mean, 2005, they took it to the damn Colts. And Ben, who really, they babied through 2004 because he was a rookie. And really, in 2005, they were still a run-based outfit. He came out throwing, took them totally by surprise in that divisional round game. Ben was outstanding when he needed to be, and Peyton choked. He peed down his leg.
Statistics don't do it for Ben. You got to watch some of the games.
And even statistically,
yeah, he still,
Ben holds up.
Exactly. He still holds up. But if you got to watch the game and see what Ben did for that offense to operate, the things that he did were, I mean, there's only so many quarterbacks that play the game like he did.
Aaron Rodgers, if he stays healthy, will pass Ben Roethlisberger this year in all-time passing yards. As we sit here today, Ben Roethlisberger, fifth all-time. Fifth. It's not like he didn't have the counting statistics.
Who's before him?
You tell me if these guys are any good. Tom Brady, number one, with 89,000 passing yards. Drew Brees, number two, with 80,000 passing yards. So he is 16,000 yards ahead of Ben. Peyton Manning, third, with 72,000, basically. Brett Favre, fourth. Pretty damn good. Rest of the top 10, Rivers, Rodgers, Matt Ryan, hello, Dan Marino, Matthew Stafford. Then Eli Manning, John Elway, Warren Moon, Fran Tarkenton, Carson Palmer, what up? Russell Wilson, 17th, Joe Flacco, 18th. I don't know what we're doing here, LaShawn. When we come back, we're going to play a game at 412-928-9370. You could play two if you want to. I'm just going to start naming quarterbacks, and we're not even going to do any of the analysis. I'm going to name quarterbacks first blush if we think they're better or worse than Ben Roethlisberger, their career, better or worse than Ben Roethlisberger. Where does Ben rank among the all-time greats? 412-928-9370. You could text us. Brought to you by Edgar Snyder & Associates, a personal injury law firm. They always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. You can tweet us. Brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. I made a mistake on Brodeur.
Nuh-uh.
Yeah.
Like, how big of a mistake?
I'll tell the people when we come back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's 100% natural, hormone-free, and side effect-free. Here's how it works. The app analyzes daily changes in your body temperature to find your fertile window so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. Natural Cycles is a clinically proven, non-hormonal birth control option that's 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. No synthetic hormones, just science. And if you're ready to start family planning, switching from preventing to planning a pregnancy is as easy as tapping a button. Plus, the Natural Cycles app makes tracking fertility easy. You can measure your temperature trends using an Oura Ring, Apple Watch, or our Bluetooth thermometer, which is free when you sign up for an annual subscription. Join over 4 million registered users who are taking control of their fertility naturally. Save 15% when you sign up with code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com. That's Radio 15 for 15% off today.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
All right. I guess Martin Brodeur didn't sleep with his wife's sister. The big correction from me.
That's a big correction.
It was his wife's brother's wife. So sister-in-law, which is still nasty and terrible and immoral, but not his wife's sister.
It is not even close. Not even close to what you said.
That's kind of close.
It is not even close.
Sister-in-law. You sleep with your sister-in-law, that's bad. You sleep with
your wife's
brother's sister, it's bad.
Your wife's brother's lady.
I mean, I should get my facts straight.
We're talking about blood in the last time, the first time you said something about Martin Brodeur sleeping with his wife's sister. Like, that's blood. He's not sleeping with blood.
No, still skeezy.
It's not that bad. It's not as bad. It's not even.
It's
close.
Not. It's not as bad. No.
It's not that bad.
No. Still makes for awkward family dynamic. And a lot of life choices from that point forward are difficult.
It's not
the same.
It doesn't actually make for a bad family dynamic. Because if you, say you divorce your wife,
mm-hmm.
and she divorces her husband, that family is gone. Unless you have like kids.
So, well, there's kids!
Well, if there is kids. But that family is like out of the picture. His wife, ex-wife, and brother's family are gone. And you just have your own family. She has her own side of the family. You have your side of the family, and then you just keep going. Like, it's way different.
Sorry, Martin.
Man.
My bad. Actually, no, screw you. I hate the Devils.
Martin Brodeur was the best,
though. Oh, he was great. Those teams were great. And they scored more than people give them credit for because they were boring, and everyone says they were boring, but they could score some goals, too. Hated them, though. Oh, the neutral zone trap. Ruined hockey for like 30 years.
Scott Stevens.
What a player.
Yes, he was.
What a player.
Yes, he was.
Texter, my wife's brother and sister's spouses were cheating with each other. Dear God, I'm sorry.
I bet you that happens a lot.
I'm sorry to open wounds. Shall we move on?
Listen, go ahead.
LeSean McCoy, formerly a Pitt Panther. Potential NFL Hall of Famer, was critical of Roethlisberger. Said, one thing about Big Ben, you play 18 years, you have no all pros, not one first team, not one second team. This is just me. I don't respect players that talk about greats a certain way, and you have nowhere near the type of success they had. You played for 18 years. You never were considered the best quarterback or the second best quarterback in football. I think that's a laughable bar that you have to hurdle to be able to talk about guys from LeSean McCoy.
Seriously.
And I think the Ben disrespect is obnoxious there. Doran, I did some math during the break.
Okay.
Since 1966, 721 quarterbacks have played at least one game. So 721 since the Super Bowl have played in at least one game. Only 34 of those have won a Super Bowl. Only 13 have won multiple Super Bowls. Ben's on that list. I think Ben would take two Super Bowl championships over an MVP any day.
Yes.
Doesn't mean that they're mutually exclusive, but I think he would take the winning instead of the individual accolades.
I bet you Lamar would too.
Man.
But go ahead, but let's get back on track.
No, that's part of it. That's a great point because Tyler Dunn, who we've had on the show before, he's a great NFL feature writer. I consider him to be one of the best writers in America covering the NFL. He came out with his top 30 list of NFL quarterbacks. He put Josh Allen ahead of Big Ben. And I do think that Josh Allen, at the height of his powers, probably better than Ben. But he ain't won anything yet, man. He ain't even played for a Super Bowl. And when I'm talking about quarterbacks, that matters to me. Now, I think sometimes we get caught up in the sauce with rings culture, and we make rings like the most important thing whenever it's a team sport. With quarterbacks, I think that there's a lot to that. You win two championships, the other guy got zero. Unless he's damn Dan Marino, I'm putting Ben ahead of that guy on the list.
At least get to a Super Bowl.
I'm putting Ben ahead of Lamar.
At least get to one.
He got two MVPs. That's great. Lamar, absolutely a Hall of Famer. And yeah, it probably keeps coordinators up at night more than Big Ben did. But you got to win something, man.
Absolutely.
He won nothing.
Or at least get there. Like Joe Burrow has the best case right now outside of Mahomes.
At least he got there.
He got there.
And last year, he could have won the MVP, didn't, because his defense was so bad. He ain't out there making tackles. But you know what Ben did in 05? Ben made a tackle.
You said something right there that kind of struck, not a nerve, but it kind of perked me up. You said that there's defensive coordinators that stay up all night probably thinking about Lamar Jackson. That is absolutely true. But didn't Terrell Suggs just say that about Ben Roethlisberger?
Mm-hmm.
He just said that a couple weeks ago.
Well, because there's nothing you could do when Ben was playing his best
ball.
There's nothing you could
do. That's why I say you got to throw on the tape.
Yep.
I know that the stats, they hold up pretty well for Ben. But what doesn't push his case even further is if you've never seen him play a full game, go watch him whenever he threw for 5 touchdowns and what he did to do that in those games. Like, watch him game in and game out the things, how he would shed off 300-pound defensive linemen and move around in the pocket and get his hips foot forward and find somebody down the field like he's playing backyard football, but nobody can get him down. That's what that matters to me.
Getting punched in the face, bleeding everywhere.
How many
having
people
to put
how
your
many,
nose back into place?
How many quarterbacks could play? Oh, there's only so many quarterbacks that played that way.
You think about the offensive lines Ben played behind early in his career, and some of it was him because he would run around and he would extend plays. When they won the Super Bowl in 08, when they went there in 2010, those lines were objectively awful. And I'll tell you what, I don't think Eli Manning's winning Super Bowls behind those lines. I don't think Peyton Manning's winning Super Bowls behind those lines. I'm not going to question the greatness of Brady. I think he finds a way, but probably doesn't have as much success behind those lines. You know, Ben was perfect for the roster that was constructed around him because he was like his own sixth offensive lineman.
Honestly.
Here's a list of quarterbacks who have won multiple Super Bowls. Tom Brady, pretty good. Joe Montana, Terry Bradshaw, Patrick Mahomes, Troy Aikman, Eli Manning, Peyton Manning, Big Ben, John Elway, Bart Starr, Bob Gracie, Roger Staubach, Jim Plunkett. Get the hell out of here, LeSean McCoy. The hell out of here.
We're going to play the game?
We are going to play the game at 412-928-9370. We're just going to start naming quarterbacks, and you tell me if he's better or worse than this quarterback that I name. And by he, I mean Ben. Joe Montana.
Ben is worse.
I can derail the proceedings really quickly here. Terry Bradshaw.
No.
I wonder how his bourbon sales went on Thursday night. He was at a wine and spirits selling bourbon. We tried to get him on the show. He was too busy.
Can I say even?
No. I'll always put Bradshaw ahead of Ben. Because he won the 4. He was the MVP in 2 of those Super Bowls. He won a league MVP, which meant that he was the best among his peers.
Yeah, I'll go Bradshaw.
I do think it's splitting hairs, and he had a ton of talent around him. Not that Ben didn't, but he had all those Hall of Famers around him. But I'll take Bradshaw by a nose.
Mm-hmm.
And that's not disrespectful to Ben.
No.
It's just the guy won 4 Super Bowls, and they don't win 2 of them if he doesn't play out of his mind. Mahomes.
Mm-hmm.
I think I'll take Ben over Aikman, man.
Yes.
I'm definitely taking him over Eli.
Yes.
Peyton?
No.
No. Elway?
No.
That was Ben's hero. there's a lot of similarities in their game, too. I mean, I'll take him over Plunkett and Staubach.
Yes.
We'll throw more names at you coming up next. I want to spend some time on this. Properly ranking Ben Roethlisberger, who is 14th on Tyler Dunn's list behind Josh Allen.
That's just... That's recency bias. That is insane to me.
Texter writes in, Ben didn't play well in that first Super Bowl. Okay. He also got them there.
Exactly.
And go back and watch some of the highlights, though, from that game. Him scrambling and diving and, yes, getting the ball across the goal line. Him running around like a chicken with his head cut off and finding Heath Miller on a play that exactly zero quarterbacks in the league make at that point. We're going to keep playing the game when we come back at 412-928-9370. LaShawn McCoy says, Big Ben, not that good. Where does Ben rank among the all-time greats?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Fun fact, you can't get pregnant every day. You're only fertile for 6 days, ovulation day and the 5 days leading up to it. Natural Cycles is the only birth control app that can pinpoint your fertile window by analyzing your hormone-driven temperature trends. It's more than just a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com. Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
LaShawn McCoy, critical of Ben Roethlisberger. Then Tyler Dunn, great NFL feature writer, ranked his top 30 quarterbacks of all time and had Ben 16th. I said 14th before. 16th behind Josh Allen. Tyler Dunn had Josh Allen sandwiched between Terry Bradshaw and Big Ben. He had Bradshaw as the 14th ranked quarterback of all time. Big Ben 16th. So I'm going to just start naming names and you tell me if these guys are better or worse than Big Ben. We did Brady, we did Mahomes, we did Montana. Marino.
Better.
Than Ben?
Yes.
Yeah. I think Moreno could throw for 7,000 yards today.
Yeah. He's in this era. I mean, it's over.
Yes. Oh, my God. He was throwing for 5,000 yards before it was cool.
Yep.
I'll say this about Moreno, too. Heyday, way cool.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
There's that famous picture of him walking through Oakland with a massive chai.
Yeah.
With the white T-shirt.
He's a dude.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
I'll take Favre over Ben, too.
Yes.
Peyton.
Yes.
Elway.
Yes.
Breeze.
I'm going to go no.
He played forever. He was a great player. Arguably the most accurate passer of all time. He's eighth on Tyler Dunn's list. And Ben is 16th. I don't think there's that level of separation.
Mm-mm.
And I know that he threw for like 15,000 more yards than Ben. Fair enough. He also played in a dome. And I don't know, that division... What was that division compared to the AFC North?
I mean, you can't even think of who the running back was during Breeze's era because they threw the ball every play.
He did have Reggie Bush for a spell.
I mean, Reggie Bush wasn't that great coming out.
See, I would argue he was great coming out and then had a good NFL career.
Okay. He wasn't what we thought he was going
to be. No. Remember when it was Mario Williams or Reggie Bush and Everyone was all up in arms about Mario Williams going one overall? Mario Williams is a great player.
Yes, he was. Peed in his garage.
That's right. You did pee in his garage at a party because you couldn't find the bathroom.
Yep. House is too big.
That makes me sad in a way.
Why?
Because I live in a ranch with two bathrooms, and if you didn't find my bathroom, I would call 911.
Well, let me make sure I get this clear to everybody. It was one of his garages.
So my man had as many garages, if not more, than bathrooms I have in my house.
I showed up to his house, and there was like 10 cars. No, there was probably about 15 cars in the driveway. And I got there a little bit early, and I look around, and I'm like, where's everybody at? He's like, nobody's here yet. And I'm like, well, whose cars are those? He's like, those are mine.
Yeah. First of all, why'd you get there so early? You got to be fashionably late.
I wanted to ingratiate myself. I'm a rookie. I want to say, I show up early. You invited me to your house. I want to be early. I don't want to be late. I want to do things the right way.
If you showed up to the party like an hour in, he probably, with all the people there and the booze being consumed, he might not even acknowledge that you're there.
Right.
He might, hey, what's up, Doran? And then he'd forget all about it.
Absolutely.
That's a good point. I think I'd take Steve Young over Ben, too. I mean, he didn't really get a shot until he was 31 years old.
Ooh,
I think a
close one.
Criminally underrated player because I think he would have done a lot of the same stuff Montana did.
Yes.
That system plus lefty, his ability to extend plays and run. Criminally underrated, Steve Young.
Yes. I'm going to go Steve Young. It's like, we're talking all-timers now.
I mean, all-timers.
That's the crux of this.
Aaron Rodgers. Super Bowl and four MVPs, he clears, I think.
Yes.
Roger Staubach is listed 11th on Tyler Dunn's list. And I think he gets points for this, and he should get life points for this, but I don't look at his NFL career as any different because of this. He didn't start his career until he was 29 because he was in the Navy.
Mm-hmm.
And that's great. It's mm-hmm. amazing. Mm-hmm. I mean, there are not enough people out there like Roger Staubach, but no.
I'm going bad.
Here's where I lose it. Dan Fouts ranked ahead.
No.
And I know Air Coryell slanging it all over the place and kind of changed the game. Great. Would you win, Dan? Fran Tarkenton, NFL's all-time leader in passing yards for 17 years after he retired. That's fine.
Yep.
He has Bradshaw ahead of Ben. That's fine. Josh Allen ahead of Ben, I think, is a crime.
Yeah, that's a crime.
And listen, if you're going to put Josh Allen ahead of Ben, and you shouldn't, how is Lamar Jackson not ahead of Josh Allen?
Who's right behind Ben?
Kurt Warner. Then Jim Kelly. Then Johnny Unitas. Bart Starr. Len Dawson. Warren Moon. Ken Stabler. Joe Namath. Get Joe Namath off the damn list. With all due respect. Get Joe Namath off a top 30 list. Are you kidding me? That's a joke. Ken Anderson, Phillip Rivers, Matthew Stafford, Troy Aikman, Lamar Jackson at 29, Randall Cunningham. What are we doing here?
I have
we
got to
get
problem.
Tyler Dunn on the list, on the phone this
week.
He
was on with us before, right?
The great guy. Yeah.
I have no problem with everybody, but that's before Ben, but Josh Allen. I think that's kind of where I rest my case.
Okay, so if we're saying that Ben then is a top 15 quarterback of all time, why is Ben not allowed to
have
an opinion? LeSean McCoy's a top 15 player of all time.
Like, that's like, okay, LeSean McCoy, yeah, okay. Like, he was regarded probably as the best running back in one year of his career, but all right, let's put Barry Sanders and Jim Brown in that era. You wouldn't be regarded as the best running back.
And he had a great year.
Peyton Manning and Tom Brady. Okay, fine. Ben wasn't regarded as the best quarterback for a year of his career.
I'm not going to crush LeSean McCoy's career because there's nothing to crush. It's a really good career.
Yes.
And I know that you're not doing that. 2013, he had 1,600 yards, 9 touchdowns, caught the ball, 52 catches for 539 yards. That's a hell of a year. Arguably the best running back in football that year.
Listen, I know Shady very well. I've known him since I was 14 years old. He is doing this because he knows that he's the only person that can say that, and there's no blowback that he would get because he was regarded as the best running back at one point in his career for a year, and Ben wasn't. I know him very well.
But then I look at, like, if you want to go over the air, if you want to do the game that he's doing, I mean, how many running backs would I take over LeSean McCoy? It's in the era? There's a whole bunch.
Well, we could play that game coming up next.
Okay. And George LaRocque's trading Sidney Crosby, which we got to get to. Jesse Marshall at the top of the 8 o'clock hour. Jesse, who knows more about prospects than anybody, will get his thoughts on what the Penguins did in the draft. It does seem, Doran, like this is full rebuild. Like, Dubas didn't trade up and package those picks to get into the top 10 to take a quote-unquote star. He traded back a couple of times, in fact. They made 13 picks, most that they've done in 31 years. That tells me they ain't trying to win real quick. So we'll get into all of that. Jesse Marshall at 8. We'll do a lot of that in the 8 o'clock hour. Mark Caboli, 9 o'clock until 10. Up next, we compare running backs to LeSean McCoy because it's June 30th. Jesse Marshall of The Athletic going to join us in about 10 minutes to get into the Penguins draft, what it all means, how long of a rebuild it could be with Kyle Dubas. They got 3 first-round picks, Doran. How about that?
Yep.
They had 2 coming in, wound up with 3.
Yeah, trade it back.
And they're all different. First guy they drafted, 5'10", got a lot of skill, 99 points last year. In the QMJHL.
You're not even looking at it.
What do you mean?
It's off the top of your head. It's nice.
How about that?
It's good.
Second guy's a bruiser. Front of the net. Dirty player. 7th in his league in scoring last season. And then the third guy they picked. 6'5". Yes, Harry.
What?
What's up?
I didn't want to say anything.
Okay.
I saw they drafted a brother.
What's that?
Saw they drafted a brother. That's the second guy, right? Bill?
Bill.
His name's Bill.
They took Bill Kindle, 11th overall.
No.
I'm getting to it. Bill Zonin, 22nd overall.
They took 2 Bills?
2 Bills.
No, Benjamin Kindle.
Ben Kindle.
Yeah.
What'd I call him, Bill?
Yeah.
I think it's because you got Bill in my head.
The Buffalo Bills?
And then 24th overall, they took a Will. A Ben, a Bill, and a Will. Will Horkoff. 6'5", 203. Let's go. Get a little bit more sand in those pants. Mm. So we'll talk to Jesse about all those guys at the top of the hour. 50-minute mark on The Fan is brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19 in Peters Township.
Hey, Bill Zonin did 16 pull-ups at the Combine.
Is that a lot?
I don't think so. But it's the most of any prospect in attendance.
So it's the most relative to the hockey players that were there.
Yep.
What's the most pull-ups you could have done in a row back in your heyday?
30, 40.
My God. There was a time in my life I could get to 10. Probably couldn't do 16. If I trained for it, I probably could.
How many could you do now?
Now? Oh.
Did you get 5?
I could do 5, I think.
Yeah.
I could do 5.
5's respectable.
I love pull-ups. Pull-ups are always one of the more fun exercises.
Your wrist towards you or away from you?
You got to mix it up.
Mix it up.
But the harder one is towards you, isn't it? Or no, the harder one's away.
Away. But I like the away ones better.
Are those the? Is that how they measure you? The away ones?
The away ones.
I don't think I could do 10.
Yeah.
I could do, with my wrist facing towards me, I could do 10. Oh, get a nice pump in the biceps. Mm. Work on the back.
Mm-hmm.
I used to have a pull-up bar that I would put on my door frame.
Me too.
Growing up?
Yeah, you know the story. Our tech guy, he lives in my old house, and he saw whenever he moved in that my dad put no excuses across from my pull-up bar from my room, and he saw that on the wall.
Would you do pull-ups every day?
Every day. Every night.
My wife said I couldn't anymore because the black of the pull-up bar would rub along the door frame, and there are all these black marks, which are still there. And so we haven't remedied it, so I don't understand why I can't use the pull-up bar now. I would tie washcloths to each end so that it wouldn't rub. Yeah.
They're good for you?
Pull-ups?
Yeah.
You know what? I'm going to bust it out. I think I still have it in the garage. I'm going to bust it out. I'm going to work my way to 16 pull-ups. So we'll talk to Jesse Marshall about these prospects and the overall takeaways from this year's draft coming up next. We've been ripping LeSean McCoy for ripping Roethlisberger pretty much all hour long. And I'll tell you what, I think I've been a little unfair to LeSean McCoy for his career.
Oh, no, he has a great career.
It's a great career.
He's going to be a Hall of Famer.
You know what? I've always thought, oh, borderline guy. No, I think he's in.
He's getting in.
6-time Pro Bowler, 2-time Super Bowl champion, 2-time All-Pro, All-2010s team.
Yep.
If you make your All-Decade team, you're pretty much getting in.
Yes.
Now, face value, like I wouldn't say he's better than LaDainian Tomlinson.
Mm-hmm.
I would take AP.
Yep.
And then I went to like Sean Alexander and Frank Gore, and just thinking, just knee-jerk gut reaction, I thought I'd take Sean Alexander and Frank Gore. You start going into the numbers, I mean, I'll take McCoy over Frank Gore for sure.
Yes. Look at the receiving numbers.
Yeah. Yeah, Gore ain't doing nothing.
No. Neither is Sean Alexander.
Now, Frank Gore was an All-Decade team guy. 16,000 rushing yards. Second all-time. But he wasn't a multiple-time All-Pro. McCoy's got him in all the other statistical categories. And then Sean Alexander had less yards. He only played 8 years.
Yep.
He was a member of the All-Decade team. He did win an MVP. But the numbers don't compare. They really don't. So sorry, LeSean, for selling you short. And that's not even a 13-9 thing.
Is he top 10?
All time?
Mm-hmm.
I don't think so.
Top 15?
He's 23rd all time in yards.
Good running backs.
I know, because then I went back into the early 2000s, and I don't think he would have compared to a lot of these guys.
We're talking like Earl Campbell. You got to throw in Jim Brown. Like, that's tough. It's almost tougher than quarterback.
Curtis Martin, Corey Dillon. These are just guys from the early 2000s. Ricky Williams at the height of his powers was unbelievable. Brian Westbrook probably slept on. Good player. Priest Holmes. Clinton Portis. Tiki Barber. I'll tell you, it's a good career for LeSean.
It's pretty good.
All right. Coming up next, Jesse Marshall of The Athletic to go over what the Penguins got in this year's draft and what does it mean organizationally moving forward. First, Fan Weather brought to you by Myers Law Group, Pittsburgh's choice for affordable legal solutions. Today, high, Hines Ward, 86, low, 71, Evgeny Malkin, 70% chance of rain.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a sign to start that summer home refresh finally? Look no further than Blinds.com.
Early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale is happening now. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments with upfront pricing, no showroom markups, and no pushy salespeople in your home. Whether you're a DIY warrior, prefer the white glove treatment, or somewhere in between, Blinds.com makes it easy. Our virtual design experts can help you make the perfect selection on your schedule. Plus, we can even handle everything from measure to install. Style every room effortlessly with classic shutters for living spaces, blackout for bedrooms, motorized options for total convenience, shades for your patio too. With over 25 million windows covered and 40,000 five-star reviews, Blinds.com is the trusted name in custom window treatments, all backed by our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop early access to Blinds.com's 4th of July mega sale now. Save up to 40% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 40% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, Swift Rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit DollarShaveClub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you, Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.